Jeremiah chapter 5. Run back and forth through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in its broad places, if you can find a man, if there are any who executes judgment, who seeks the truth. And I will pardon it. And though they say, The Lord Jehovah lives, surely they swear falsely. O Lord Jehovah, are not your eyes upon the truth? You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction, they have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore I said, Surely these are poor. They are foolish. Because they do not know the way of the Lord Jehovah, nor the judgment of their God. I will go to the great men, and will speak to them. Because they have known the way of the Lord Jehovah, and the judgment of their God, but these have altogether broken the yoke, and burst the bonds. Therefore a lion out of the forest will kill them, and a wolf of the evenings will spoil them, a leopard will watch over their cities. Everyone who goes out from there will be torn in pieces, because their sins are many, and their backsliding has increased. How shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me, and sworn by themselves that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery, and assembled themselves by troops in the houses of prostitutes. They were as horses fed in the morning, every one neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit you for these things? Says the Lord Jehovah. And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Go up upon her walls, and destroy, but do not make a full end, take away her battlements, because they are not the Lord's Jehovah's. Because the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me. Says the Lord Jehovah. They have denied the Lord Jehovah, and said, It is not he. Neither will evil come upon us, neither will we see sword nor famine. And the prophets will become wind, and the word is not in them, so it will it be done to them. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah, God of hosts, armies, says, Because you speak this word, indeed, I will cause my words in your mouth to be fire, and this people would, and it will devour them. Indeed, I will bring a nation upon you from afar, O house of Israel, says the Lord Jehovah. It is a mighty nation, it is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know, nor understand what they say. Their quiver, arrow container, is as an open tomb, they are all mighty men. And they will eat up your harvest, and your bread, which your sons and your daughters should eat. They will eat up your flocks and your herds. They will eat up your vines and your fig trees. They will impoverish your fenced cities, in which you trusted, with the sword. Nevertheless in those days, says the Lord Jehovah, I will not make a full end with you. And it will come to pass, when you will say, Why does the Lord Jehovah, our God, do all these things to us? Then you will answer them. Just as you have forsaken me, and served strange gods in your land, so you will serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, Hear now this, O foolish people, without understanding, who have eyes, and do not see. Who have ears, and do not hear. Do you not fear me? Says the Lord Jehovah. Will you not tremble at my presence, which has placed the sand for the boundary of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though its waves toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail, though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. But this people has a revolting and a rebellious heart, they have revolted and gone. Neither do they say in their heart, Let us now fear, revere the Lord Jehovah, our God, who gives rain, both the former and the latter, in its season. He reserves to us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your sins have turned away these things, and your sins have withheld good things from you. Because among my people are found wicked men, they lay in wait, as he who sets snares. They set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit, therefore they have become great, and grown rich. They have grown fat, they shine. Yes, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They do not judge the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy they do not judge. Shall I not visit for these things? Says the Lord Jehovah. Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in its end?